Are you dreading year-end and the hysteria that sometimes accompanies it? We've got five quick tips that should make your year-end go just a little bit easier.
Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function.
Hi, guys. Welcome. I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the place where you go for all the latest business intelligence that you need if you work in, manage, or have responsibility for the accounts payable function. Today's episode is going to focus on five small things anyone can do to make that frantic, hectic year-end close go just a little bit smoother. Okay, so let's dive right in and let's start off with one of those annoying things, expense reports. Now, many of you will have one or two people who always come at the last minute with their expense reports. So what you need to do is remind people early on about the due dates for their expense reports. You need to get all those expenses on the books before December 31st, and you really don't want to be sitting there dealing with 25 last-minute expense reports on the 29th of December. So remind people of the deadline and be pretty strict about it. It's especially important to remind people of deadlines when the deadline for the month of December is different than the deadline for most other months. Okay, that's number one. Related to that, and number two, is publish your year-end cutoff schedule as early as possible. And again, this is important when you have an earlier cutoff schedule for your fiscal year-end than you do for normal months or quarterly year-ends. So publish it early and remind people because, you know, it's important. Okay, so those are the first two. Number three, and this is completely different, you might want to consider if you're having a departmental year-end party or celebration or lunch or whatever it is, having it sometime other than year-end. Don't have it, you know, in December. Have it some other time. What other time? So here are some suggestions. Number one, maybe have it at Thanksgiving. It's a perfect time to say thank you. Well, clearly, if you're listening to this in 2021, that ship has sailed because Thanksgiving has already sailed, but it's something to think about for future years. I know one company who does not send out Christmas cards, but they send out Thanksgiving Day cards, and they stand out from the rest of the business community. So something to think about. Some other times that you might want to think about doing this, early January. I don't know about you, but January is like one of my least favorite months. I'm not happy about cold weather. The holidays are over. We don't have that many days off from work, maybe one or two if you're lucky. Oh, and all the bills show up for the holidays. So not my favorite time of the year. And so this might be a time, maybe the second week in January, to have your celebration. The other time that you might want to do it is in February, a Valentine's party, if you will, to let people know how much you appreciate them. Okay, one other thing that works well in some organizations, but you have to announce this and plan this early, is to do it in the summer, you know, kind of like the 6 month part, especially for those organizations who have a fiscal year end that corresponds to the calendar year end. And this doesn't work for those who have a June 30th year end, because clearly at that point, they're quite busy. All righty. Before we get to the last two, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. It's free, completely private, and you can unsubscribe at any point. By ringing that bell next to the subscribe button, if you're subscribing on YouTube, you'll be notified anytime we post new accounts payable content, which we do two or three times a week. Okay, and by the way, to subscribe, you don't need to have a YouTube account. You can subscribe if you have a Gmail account. So I guess you can guess who owns YouTube. Okay, moving right along. Tactic number four. If you haven't already done these things, and I hope, like, you know what, that you have. But if you haven't, number one, you might want to try and formalize your holiday schedule. And by your holiday schedule, I mean who's working and who's not. Never a fun thing to do. If you're like most of the organizations where I worked, from time to time, you'll find that, you know, there's a little bit of arguing that goes along about it. But you know what? You need to do it. So just bite the bullet and get it out of the way. That's number one. Number two, if you print your 1099s yourself, order those forms if you have not already done so. Okay. It's really late. Okay. It's late in the game. You've already heard all the stories about problems with the supply chain. We've seen it in the news, and we've heard talks about it taking several weeks to get these forms out to people who are ordering them. So if you haven't done it, go ahead and order them if you're printing them yourself. If you're not, then, you know, obviously you can just skip on to the next issue. Now, the next thing is when we talk about 1099s is if your service provider provides software, they update their software to reflect the newest changes, then you might also want to check with the software provider to make sure that they've got the updates. And as soon as they have the updates, start testing your system. Don't wait till January 29th, January 30th, when you're going to print them. And then, you know, you do your run and there's a problem and then you're trying to adjust. Sometimes it's a matter of setting up the printer. Who knows what it is, but test it. Don't wait till the last minute to do your testing. Okay. And now my last tip, and this is more for you personally, but if you have a spare minute or two or 15, maybe while you're driving to the grocery store or maybe driving to get gas, start thinking about what you would like to accomplish next year, both personally and professionally. And not only think about what you'd like to accomplish, because, you know, that's the first step, but also think about what steps you need to take to accomplish those goals. So for example, if you decided you wanted to lose 10 pounds, well, that's nice. But if you don't also start thinking about what steps you're going to take to achieve those goals, well, then it's just a wish rather than a goal. Okay. So think about what you want to accomplish and what you're going to have to do to achieve that goal. Now, one person who's accomplished quite a lot in his career is Jeff Bezos. We discuss insights he has shared and the direct impact they have on those professionals who work in accounting or accounts payable in episode 112. On YouTube, a link to that will appear to the left. And as always, we greatly appreciate those thumbs up, comments, shares, and subscribes. Good luck to you.